And right now we've got Ernest Morton, the National Māori Foresters Hui, Ngā Kōrero Rangatira mō Ngā Hua Ngahere, is taking place in Rotorua this week. Ernest Morton is a member of Ngā Pau Ātāne, the New Zealand Māori Forestry Association, and he is with me now. Tēnā koe, Ernest.
Tēnā koe. Kia ora.
How are you? How are you on this beautiful morning? Well, it's beautiful here in Auckland.
Yeah, it's not too bad over here. Actually, it's coming right. It's a bit of sunshine poking through.
Ka pai. Hey, should the forestry sector be putting more focus on local processing, production and carbon revenue?
Yes, I think so. That's our aim. The local Māori's thinking is that we want to keep our products in our country, processing, creating employment. This is not something new. This has been something that's been on the cards or thinking for some time now. And carbon has been introduced and definitely needs to capitalize on that as part of our, improving our forest.
So how's the position of Māori landowners in forestry changed with the advent of the admissions trading scheme?
Well, that's a complicated one. But you've got to understand that pre-1990 there was some things put in place there which jeopardised us from claiming some of that. But going forward, it's certainly a part of it, and I think Māori is really keeping up to speed. These are some of the things that Ngā Pau Ātāne can keep alert about and then can be involved in being that voice for Māori. The admissions training schemes is, some people would say it's complicated, and in to a degree it is. You can go to sleep one night and sort of kind of understand it and wake up next morning, the goalposts has moved. So it's a matter of following it, and I think there's a lot of discussions about it now, and we just got to keep ahead of the game.
So how can Māori landowners protect themselves?
I think one of the key things is Ngā Pau Ātāne is being that voice for Māori and being made them being aware of some of the changes and some of the things that they need to look forward to maybe changing along the way. So I think at the moment, if we sit tight and not make any rash moves at the moment, I think things will unfold accordingly. I think we're in a good position to hold fast at the moment, and as things unfold, we can make those wise decisions along the way.
Ngāti Hene Forestry Trust recently held a wānanga exploring its four-year strategy to restore the land currently in pine to native forests. Can you tell us more about he ringa ahu whenua, he hanga mahi?
Yes, Te Ahua Ahu Whenua is productive lands. It's part of our vision. He hanga mahi is busy hands, so it's part of employment. What we're doing is that we're looking at our forest and we're thinking, well, the riparian strips are some of the areas that we need to consider to replant around. The other areas is some of the tapu areas where we need to restore those back into native, and some of the difficult areas to log, which will have a problem with resource content in years to come. So we're considering, first of all, those moves, and which will also, our catch cry is, so we're trying to restore that which was. It'll never be the same, but there'll be a lot of advantages in terms of our lepo, or our wetlands being, trees filter the water. And we want to see that lush wetlands come again and bring back some of the species like the pukeko, the matuku, the tuna, all the ngangara, the raupo and all that sort of stuff. I think those are part of the ecosystem that sometimes I think the thinking of council and so forth, they isolate the wetlands from the ngahere and the awa, and yet all of that is intertwined, including tangata whenua, because we carry the tikanga, the kaitiakitanga, the tuturutanga for the ecosystem. So I suppose I'm answering a whole lot of things at once, but we need to go back to the way Māori thinks, the mātauranga and the maramataka, which would it works in concordance with the ecosystem, because simply what's happening is the tāiao, the environment, is calling out to us. They're saying, hey, something's wrong. We need to get this right. And, you know, Māori knows for a long time that we need to speak for ourselves. We got the answers. It's in us. And I think this event has highlighted that. And I know that the word mātauranga has been bantered around everywhere, which way and how. But we've got to also protect that that understanding so that it doesn't get tuckered here on or misconstrued along the way.
Aye, aye. You've got a big job ahead of you, and do you think that you're going to get the support from government to carry out these kaupapa, or are you just going to go ahead anyway?
Well, I guess that's why we got some Māori in Parliament, I suppose. Hey, it's about influence, and I think this who we're having here, ngā kore rangatira or mongā huarākau, we are working out a Māori strategic plan. I think at the end of the day, Ngā Pouatāne is going to be one of our strong voices on our behalf. Of course, you've got to remember that every rohe has got a different way of operating in terms of their mātauranga maramataka, and we respect that. This is more of an overall look at how we can help. The other thing, too, is that one of the key things I think is that we got to put some data together so that we can be right up to speed of instead of having a hui all over the country, we can just pull some data up to actually from our national strategic plan to get ahead of the game. And I think that's where we've been missing for a long time. For instance, Pinus Radio, they got data, but you haven't got one for native Māori raka. So these are some of the things that we need to develop, and that's down the track.
Ka pai, ka pai. Well, we look forward to speaking to you again, because this is something that I think what's happened in terms of at the tāiao, as you've been saying, is that, yes, it's saying listen to us, so we better start listening. Nō reira, tēnā koe te rangatira. Thank you very much for spending some time with us, and we look forward to catching up again very soon to see what else is on the horizon for Ngā Pouatāne. Tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe. Kia ora.